In this bulletin, memorial services held for the man killed by a police officer in the United States. A study shows 3 in 4 Australians hold a negative view of Indigenous people. And in sport, the Bulldogs score their first win of the season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. In the United States, mourners will be able to view George Floyd's casket today in his hometown of Houston, the final stop in a series of memorials in his honour. Mr. Floyd died on May 25th after a white Minneapolis police officer pressed his knee into his neck for 9 minutes, even after he stopped responding. His death has inspired international protests and drawn new attention to the treatment of African Americans by police and the criminal justice system. The head of the World Health Organization says he supports the global movement against racism and hopes that those protesting will do so safely. The protests have been triggered by the death of George Floyd, which has sparked international protests against police brutality and racism. Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus urged protesters to maintain social distancing and other hygiene measures. He also added that protesters who are sick should stay at home and contact a healthcare provider.
WHO fully supports equality and the global movement against racism. We reject discrimination of all kinds. We encourage all those protesting around the world to do so safely. As much as possible, keep at least 1 meter from others. Clean your hands, cover your cough, and wear a mask if you attend a protest.
A new report from the Australian National University has found 3 out of 4 Australians hold a negative view of Indigenous people. It's the result of a study which tested more than 11,000 Australians for unconscious bias over a period of 10 years. Implicit negative bias was detected in most people, regardless of gender, age, ethnicity, occupation, religion, education level, geography, or political leanings. Report author Siddharth Shirodkar says the results are the first of their kind in Australia and show the invisible barrier faced by Indigenous people in society. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann is set to face a Senate committee today looking for answers on incorrect wage subsidy projections. The federal government predicted the $1,500 fortnightly JobKeeper payments would cost $130 billion, covering more than 6 million workers. But it was later revealed 3 million fewer employees were part of the scheme, forcing the projection to be revised down to $70 billion. China is doubling down on its new travel warning, advising citizens not to visit Australia due to the risk of racially motivated attacks. Its foreign ministry insists there is widespread discrimination against Chinese people and Asians in Australia, including verbal insults, injuries, destruction of property, and the use of the term Chinese virus to describe COVID-19 by politicians and the media. It comes after Australian Trade Minister Simon Birmingham confirmed his Chinese counterpart is still refusing to discuss trade tensions between the two countries. Chinese Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Hua Chunying denies there is a lack of communication between the nations.
As far as I know, the two countries have smooth diplomatic communication channels in Beijing and Canberra. Regarding China-Australia relations, as we repeatedly stated, a sound and stable China-Australia relationship serves two countries' common interest, which requires joint efforts by both sides. We hope the Australian side will meet China halfway.
And to sport, in the NRL, the Bulldogs have achieved a resounding victory over the Dragons, triumphing 22-2. Bulldogs veteran Kieran Foran returned from a shoulder injury to play his 200th game, delivering the team's first win of the season. It leaves St George Illawarra at the bottom of the ladder with 0 wins so far. The defeat adds further pressure on embattled coach Paul McGregor, whose job will be on the line at a board meeting on the 16th of June. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny, 23. Adelaide, similar conditions, 14. In Melbourne, sunny, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 14. Canberra, morning fog, then mostly sunny, 13. In Wollongong, shower or 2, 18. Similar conditions for Sydney, 19. Newcastle showers 20, Brisbane partly cloudy 23, Cairns showers 26, and Darwin mostly sunny 32. This is SBS News.